kissing them. I never knew how badly I was missing them. We both know we're never gonna make it, but when we touch, we never have to fake it. Leave us.
Yeah, a little Bound for the Floor, boys and girls, by Local H. That was me and Chris on Wednesday night. We were Bound for the Floor. And before that was going out to our good friend, Leah Hall in Springfield. And it was Donny Iris's Aaliyah.
Appropriately titled song.
Very appropriately. Well, you know, and I'm surprised. We were just talking about that in between songs. I'm surprised Donny Iris, with his great voice, that he was just a one-hit wonder. That's it.
Can I just add something here?
Absolutely.
Well, when he came out, it was like the late 70s, early 80s.
Yeah.
There was a thing that came out called MTV.
Sure.
Not exactly the most photogenic gent out there.
I know what you're saying.
Yeah.
You're saying he's an ugly dude. So.
Yeah. Once. Well, I'm not saying it. The world is saying it.
Anyways, boys and girls, welcome back to the Giddy Up on 91.5 WMFO here in the beautiful state of Medford, Boston. It's 69 degrees, 3:08 in the afternoon. The number here is 781-350-3264. And I'm sorry if I talked a little fast for all for you all, but you know, we just want to get the particulars out of the way and get back to the nonsense.
And then I'll comment for 20 minutes on this particular, so that's blown to blank.
So other than a 1969 countdown that we have coming up, what else is going on in this crazy blue marble that we call Earth?
Great. Why don't you make me laugh right before I'm starting to read something? Good for you. All right, so...
I didn't get you mid-sip or anything.
No.
Mid-sip coffee everywhere.
I have to have my water because my throat, my voice doesn't come back from smoking the other night. We sound like a couple of cigarette smokers over here. It's like we're smoking Marlboros before we get on the air.
Yeah, Bruce.
Red box. Nope. We cut the filters out. We're hardcore. Okay, so first of all, I wanted to... compliment our friends at the Smoking Gun for giving us some of the wacky news stories out there. And then plus we're going to do a public service, not one that we're mandated to do, but in the we want to announce a recall, so a breaking recall
of
a product. So we want to talk about that
Absolutely.
Today too as well. So first and foremost, we want to meet our new friend Cindy Jean Underwood. The 39-year-old West Virginian is locked up on $10,000 bail after she allegedly, catch this, put out a cigarette in her boyfriend's eye. Ashtray Jones was his name.
It is now.
The attack, cops say, occurred Monday as Underwood and Jeremy Hughes were arguing in the home they share in Albany Street in a Kanahawa County suburb. As the pair squabbled, Underwood jammed a lit cigarette into her beau's eye. Police charge. When cops arrived at the residence in response to destruction of property complaint, they summoned an ambulance which transported Hughes to a local hospital for treatment of an injury to his left eye. So Hughes complained to the police that he did not have sight in his eye. So
he's blind?
Yeah. Well, no, he
didn't. In one eye?
Yeah. So it's like, oh, what's the big deal? He didn't have sight in his eye. No harm, no foul. It's just useless. It's just waiting there to get a cigarette put out in.
How does that happen? He has no reflexes to avoid that?
I'm thinking he may have
been...
Well,
let's hope he doesn't turn out like Left Eye from...
Well, he's going to burn down Andre Rison's mansion.
Yeah, well... Just don't go on any safaris.
Yeah, but not for anything. He's gonna go and burn down Miss Jean Underwood's mansion in... West Virginia, a mansion in West Virginia. You know what that's called?
Yeah.
In Massachusetts?
Cotton picking mansion.
Yeah, you know what that's called in Massachusetts?
What?
Trailer park.
Oh. It's a mansion in West Virginia?
Yeah. Well, you know, one guy's trash is another man's treasure. One man's mansion is another man's trailer park. Yeah.
When you're west of the Vag, I guess it's a trailer park.
Yep. Exactly. And it's kind of hairy in that area. I don't know if you've ever been there, West Virginia.
Yeah, I seen Bush down there once in concert.
So I could read the second story. Ooh, I'm a professional newsman. Get yourself together, man. So as you recall, a couple weeks ago, we were following these evil clown reports in, I believe it was in North Carolina. Now, the funny thing about the evil clown reports is that it's spurred on a panic, I think is the best way to put it, a panic.
A panic.
People are are keeping their eyes open, their doors locked, and their windows shut because of these evil clowns.
Are they seriously they're running around?
I don't know, but it's got to a point where this fever pitch has hit in Georgia. Dopey Georgia duo is arrested for false 991 reports about evil clowns lurking about. Two Georgia residents locked up on charges that they phoned 911 with false reports about evil clowns lurking outside a van. According to Troop County Sheriff's Office, investigators were dispatched last night to investigate a report of unknown persons dressed as clowns standing outside a white van. After the van's owners gave deputies permission to search the vehicle, no clowns, no costumes, nothing found.
Wow. Nobody owns a white van, really.
Well, yeah.
Maybe like, Roto-Rooter.
Well, yeah, or the dude who spray paints free candy across it, if you know what I mean.
Yes, I know what you
There's
mean.
There's no windows.
You know, I've never had an affection for clowns, as you know. Especially Stephen King's It. Pennywise.
Yeah, you're a clown. Yeah, but you were a big Bozo fan.
I was a big Bozo guy. How can you not love Bozo?
Yeah, then when he took off his makeup and it turned out to be Frank Avaruche of the Great Entertainment.
I know, and it blew me away. I never watched the movie Loft again.
Yeah, man. And yeah, the other one there, Willie Whistle. So the two movie guys, I never put it together until now. The Great Entertainment and the Movie Loft.
Yeah.
They weren't just competing as movie guys. They were competing as clowns. It got a little rough and tumble to...
Well, you know, how Willie Whistle became Willie Whistle. When I was a kid, I was on his show.
Yeah.
And he came over, he had an actual whistle. And he was freaking me out, and I punched him in the face, and I knocked it down his throat, and it got lodged there forever.
Is there tape of that somewhere we could find on YouTube?
He used to be Willie the Clown and then became Willie Whistle because of me. I made that happen.
That's your contribution to Pop Society?
That was my contribution to TV 38.
Well, very good. Very good.
WSBK.
Thanks for being with us. Some of you folks may remember that was their little sign off. So according to the sheriff, the van owners gave description, no clowns, during interview with deputies. Brandon Jerome Moody, the man who placed the 911 call, initially claimed to have seen the clowns. Moody then changed his story before admitting that he fabricated the clown tale. That's what happens, man. People fabricate clown tales. During questioning, Moody told reporters that his sister-in-law also plays phony 911 calls about clown sightings.
Wait. Homie don't, my favorite clown. Homie don't play that.
Oh, boy. So charged with obstruction and unlawful conduct during a 911 call, the duo was booked last night into the county jail, where they'll receive a hot meal and plenty of free sex.
Wow. So, all right, there's a couple stories, right? Is that good for now?
Well, we can do a little public service announcement. As you know, today, the iPhone 7 came out. I got mine because I'm a nerd and I lined up.
Oh, right.
As the iPhone 7 comes up, the biggest competitor to the Apple iPhone, the Galaxy Note 7, has been recalled by the federal government.
Yeah, hundreds of thousands, right?
Yeah, so trying to see how many. Yeah, a lot more. I don't know, maybe 100,000, yeah.
So why were they recalled?
So the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission told customers to immediately stop using and power down the device. Samsung said on September 7th that it would stop selling the Galaxy Note 7. Right now, what Paul is playing in the background is a sneak preview. It is the new commercial for the Galaxy Note 8 featuring... Billy Joel.
It comes with a attached little keychain fire extinguisher.
The company has received 92 reports of batteries overheating in the U.S., including 26 reports of burns and 55 reports of property damage from the CPSC. Also, this is really interesting. While Samsung hammered out its former recall plan with U.S. speculators... The FAA told airline passengers to turn off their phones when flying due to safety risk. This week, New York City transit system followed suit.
The Galaxy, this is their new...
Yes.
Their new song. This is their theme song for the new phone. We didn't start the fire.
Oh, what the CPSC urged, no, okay, turn off your phones. Following Thursday's formal recall, the FAA revised its warning. Note owners must not only turn off their devices on airplanes, but also protect the power switch to prevent the phone from being unintentionally activated. Outside the U.S., Samsung has offered other solutions to customers. Its in-home market of South Korea. The company said it will debut a new... This is great. Great title quality. They're going to offer a new battery that's problem-free.
Problem-free?
Problem-free. You mean arson-free.
Apparently.
The recall came at a particularly bad time for Samsung, as Apple, as I said earlier today, anticipated... They did the most anticipated iPhone 7. I have mine in my grubby little paws today, and I like the product. Polly, that is all the news you can use for today.
All right. That would be the 16th day of September, 2016. Thank you very much, Christopher, and I will try to make you stop laughing, because that was the perfect song, wasn't it?
Well, not for anything, Paul, but... how much money did you get for writing the new ad campaign?
I should get some kickback from that, I believe.
Imagine if Apple went to Billy Joel and said, hey, look, we want to do a...
That would be hilarious.
Yeah, hey, we just had a... Uh-oh, here come the lawyers calling us.
Uh-oh.
Line one's a ringing.
All right.
And a
ding. Maybe this is our weekend weather.
It would be that time.
All right, well, let's see what we have here. WMFO, you are live on the air.
It's the breeze.
Uh-oh, it's the breeze.
Blowing into town.
I don't think there's going to be any breeze this weekend, is there?
Well, maybe on Sunday.
I mean, other than you.
Not only is the breeze back, but we can hear our trash being changed, too, in the background. Awesome. We haven't had that in a while. Breeze, it's Chris. What's up, buddy? How you been?
How you guys doing today?
All right.
Great show, man.
Silly as usual. How you doing? Did you just wake up from your nap?
I actually didn't take one today.
Oh, wow.
Nice.
You saving it all up for October? For Salem happenings?
yeah. I can't wait for that.
I know, brother. I know.
You know that.
That's our favorite time of year. So, how you doing, man? You going to lay us some... Give us some weekend weather?
Go as in Salem?
What's that?
I'm going as a killer clown.
That makes sense.
Do you have your white van? You should all do that.
Yeah.
I'm renting a van.
We'll be incarcerated very quickly.
It's easy to color my blue van white.
You have a blue van?
And darken the windows.
Yeah.
All right.
Can we
spray
paint free candy on it and get all the kids to come by?
Exactly.
All right, Breeze.
I'm a little afraid right now.
So why don't you lay us some
but
weather?
But intrigued.
Well, actually, Saturday, believe it or not, is better than 2 days. We can't have the two-day luck here. Saturday
no.
will be sunny, high 70, low 54.
Okay.
Sunday.
Sounds good.
It's a pretty good day. It's going to be in the mid-70s, but as the day goes on, clouds thicken and rain's supposed to come in. I hope it stays rain because we actually need it.
Yeah. We definitely need it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and you know what?
Supposed to be sunny.
Who cares? Everybody's going to be staying in on well, except for the Patriots fans that are going to go up to July. And
they're all liquored up. They don't care.
I'd rather be just hunkered down with a 12-pack and a pizza and just watch football all day.
Dude, there could be brimstone, treacle, lava.
As long as it doesn't knock out service.
Lava flowing in the streets. As long as I get cable and I can watch TV. And, I mean, it's not like I'm going to do anything worthwhile except sit on the couch from 1 to... I don't know, 11:30, midnight, do nothing but drink and eat and eat nothing but the sloth.
That's all you got to do.
Yeah. That's it, brother.
That's all you
so you're not at work anymore, right? You're off for the weekend?
No, I'm
or?
Actually done for the weekend, yeah. I'm
awesome.
Done for the weekend.
Awesome.
Nothing better than that, man. I couldn't wait for 12 o'clock to come.
So on, pick of the week is weekend, I'm sorry, is Saturday. Yes,
Saturday,
sir?
Saturday, believe it or not. I mean, Sunday has its ups and downs, but... if you want to enjoy the whole day, I would take Saturday.
Saturday. And then Sunday, Saturday, you could either... It's a snuggle...
Sunday, probably your fun day.
Yeah, it is my fun day. Sunday is my fun day every week. Yes, it is, sir.
Yes.
And instead of snuggling with a woman, I will be snuggling with a 12-pack.
That's it.
Well, it depends on how you can arrange it.
Right.
You can arrange the cans, if you know what I mean.
What's that?
At least you have 12 of them.
12. Exactly. Right. So that's always...
If you don't want to finish, you don't have to finish. Save for later.
Yeah, right. I'll be looking for the latest liquor store open at 10:30.
All right, well, gentlemen, you guys
All right,
have
priest.
A great weekend.
You too, Thank brother.
You.
Thank you very much for calling in, and
we'll
hear from you next week.
I'm here forever now.
Excellent.
You're going to join us in here at the studio someday?
Yeah, if you don't take your nap, you might as well just come right on in. You've done it before.
You never know. One of them surprise days are coming.
Uh-oh.
Listen, all of them are locked out, and they're letting me in. How to surprise you guys at Fort Knox.
Fort Knox. All right, brother. Thank you very much.
Right, have a good one, guys.
Have a great weekend, bro.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye. Yeah, the breeze. Yes. It's good to have him back, isn't it?
Oh, it's wonderful. It's
Nobody
wonderful.
Does the weather like him. He is the meteorologist with the most of ologist. I don't even know. I just made that up. But he is.
You're in the fast lane today.
I'm telling you right now, Dick Albert has nothing on him.
No. No. Hey, you know that guy who used to be on Channel 5? His name Mark Rosenthal?
No.
He's a weird-looking dude now. He's got, like, long hair, and he walks around with, like, a jacket with no shirt on. Like, he's a...
What?
Seriously, like, he's, like, an 80s, like, rock star or something.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Who's that guy with the high voice that does the New Hampshire weather?
Oh, Caprillion.
Wow.
We got a high coming from Canada.
Yeah, he's a wacko.
Canada.
So I can say out of all of them, I think we have the, other than the hotties on Channel 7.
Sorry, we're on radio. We don't need the hotties.
I'd say we have the best weather person in the business.
Yeah, I'm just going to reiterate this once again. They brought in a hot girl just to get on the news to tell you how windy it is.
That's right.
That's her job. Traffic and the wind.
There you go. That's all you need. Traffic and the wind.
Jeez. They should call her segment, "What's Blowing Up Your Skirt?"
She passes wind through the trees.
You know, every time I hear that song, I think about your rewrite of the lyrics. Oh. I don't know if you remember it. She Rides a Schwinn.
Oh, yeah.
That was brilliant.
Okay.
They really missed the boat on writing that song.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. Well, not a break. You're going to hear some awesome rock and roll music. 3:25 in the afternoon. Yeah, I know, Sex Pistols.
No. There's a camera right there. That's new.
Okay.
Are we on the television?
Maybe. All right. So anyways, boys and girls, we're going to take a quick break, play a couple songs, and we'll be back with the 1969... Top 20, I guess?
I guess so.
Is that what you're going to do?
Yeah. By the way, zipper up. There's a camera on us
now. All right.
Yeah. So,
all right, Chris. Take us out, buddy.
You're listening to the best freeform rock on the planet, the best show that you know, DJ Pauly B and the Funny Man on MFO, Medford, Boston, Tufts Freeform Radio, 91.5 FM.
All right. We'll be right back, kids.
like a hand that rusted chain. So do you laugh or does it cry? Reply.
Interstate love song, the old STP with Scott Weiland. And I don't know if you heard, have you seen the, they have a new lead singer.
Oh, is it?
I'm not quite sure.
Is it me?
No, it's
you.
It could be me. But no, I just happened to catch it before I left the house today. A new front man. I don't know how he sounds or anything. I just seen a picture of it.
Oh, wow.
On the, on the interweb.
Yeah, maybe we'll look it up there.
Yeah. So, you know, STP might not be done because, obviously, who'd they go with just before, lately, in from Rage, wasn't it?
No, Chester Bennington.
I'm sorry.
Linkin Park, yeah.
Linkin Park, yeah, I'm sorry. But he's got, what, 1,000 things going on himself. So, anyways, I have a new front man, apparently.
Who is he?
Yeah, that's why I didn't...
His name is John Borgia.
Yeah.
I
happen to see that, but, hey.
I don't know, man. You know what the whole... I get it. These guys got to work. They got the remaining three.
Yeah.
And they got to eat. You know what I mean? They got to make money.
You got to see how this works out.
Yeah, I mean, they can go out there. Even they can play clubs and stuff, and they can still make, you know, a lot of money.
Chester Bennington doesn't have to worry about that. He's with like three groups now.
Yeah, no kidding.
He was, anyway.
Well, he's down to two, I guess.
Yeah.
But the whole thing is that, you know, I get it. You guys got to work and you got to eat, but the magic's over. When your singer dies and someone who's iconic like that.
Like Scott. He went out in a bad way. Yeah, he went out. He burned out. He went in a downward spiral, and it was sad to see. You'd see that bootleg when he was singing.
Yeah,
he was trying to. What was that song? He was with the megaphone. He sounded completely awful.
Oh, he had such a beautiful, pure voice.
He did.
Yeah. If any of you guys want to take a look at the three surviving members of STP posted his vocal unadulterated without any effects on it from the song Atlanta from the number 4 album. Take a look at that. Go put it on YouTube. Yep. And they listened to it and they were reacting to it as it was playing. It's just pure beauty.
Yep.
You know?
He had a melodic voice.
Yeah, he was just great.
For lack of a better term.
He
really did. Anyways, 3:36 in the afternoon, boys and girls. Welcome back to the Giddy Up. Here on 91.5 WMFO in the beautiful state of Medford, Boston, here on Tufts University.
We are. I was reading.
Well, I was like, what are you doing? Okay. Yes,
it's even telling you that the instructions for the air conditioner.
We are pushing our propaganda rock and roll out to you people. And Chris, I believe you have, we spun the wheel earlier.
We did.
69. Of course.
Hey, wait a minute. No, we spun the wheel.
Yes.
And it landed on 69. Landed. We didn't spin the wheel in 69.
No, that's later after the show.
I know. So. Thank you. First the music, then the horse.
That's right. All right. So why don't you lay it on us. I meant to say.
I have a little surprise for you, Paulie, before we start the charts, because I want to give you a little this day in history. If you can just pot up my little laptop here.
I sure can.
Yeah, because we're going to have a little rock and roll music.
All right, pal.
Do you know what happened 50 years ago this week?
50 weeks ago this year? Yes, I do.
Somebody went to the bathroom. I don't know. What? Do you know what happened? Did you get any? What's your guess?
No, I made a nice chili.
Did you make a nice chili in 19... You were born 50 years ago on this date. Neither of us were.
No, it was 50 weeks ago this year.
You mental patient. So? Yeah, I got to get you with the butterfly nets.
That's why it's really hard to work this mixing board in my straitjacket.
Thank God he's got a long tongue.
Thank you,
sir. God, he's got a big personality. So, Bully, what are your favorite bands of all time?
Of all time, well, that's easy.
Our favorite acts.
Acts?
Of all
Why
time.
Why are they acts?
Well, they're not really a band.
Are we an act? Yeah, that would be my favorite.
50 years ago this week, debuting on NBC television, it is the Monkees.
Of course.
Yes. So, to mark the anniversary of the Monkees, if you happen to be in California tonight, by the way, we're going to take the private giddy-up jet out to Los Angeles tonight, so if any of you want to join us at the tarmac, we're going to be flying out to see the three surviving members. So, Peter Tork and Mickey Dolenz will be joined by original guitarist Mike Nesmith.
Mike Nesmith. And Ozzy. The Uffin Monkees. A bump of the Monkees.
So, with that being said, we have not got confirmation if Mike Nesmith will be wearing a wool cap or not.
Yes.
So that's what was happening 50 years ago.
I will be
this week.
You will be on stage completely naked except the wool cap over my genitalia.
That's right. So you'll be taking the place of the late Davy Jones.
Yes.
Yes.
It'll be Davy Jones wool hat locker.
Enough of that foolishness. Let's go on to the matter. And I just thought I wanted to get you a little bit, get you a little giddy with that news there. So, as you know, we like to do the top 10. As Paul said earlier, we spun the wheel at a undisclosed location because the wheel is so big. Mm-hmm. We can't tell you where it is. That's it's housed in a hangar somewhere.
In a hermetically sealed environment.
Exactly. We cannot. So the last time we revealed the wheel, that the Giddy Up fans stormed the place,
yes.
And they were chipping off numbers and dates from it as their own personal souvenirs. So right now it's under police guard. So in the undisclosed location, we spun the wheel.
That's right. It was our own Wheel of Fortune wheel in a humidifier, a big room, but a humidor, I should say.
Yes, right. It is hermetically, whatever, so we can... So what we're going to do, top 20. I love this song. At number 20, love is Crystal Blue answer. Persuasion by Tommy James and the Shondells. I'm going to let this one go a little bit. I really love this song.
It's a great song. Wasn't that on Boogie Nights?
I remember it from, Breaking Bad.
Oh,
because, you know, he had the blue meth, and that was... It was a great episode, too. Great song. Very beautiful. Coming in at number 19. Not only Gladys Knight, but she brought her cousins along. The Pips. I didn't know they had a song before the Last Train to Georgia. Next song, I don't know what this is until I hear it. It's called Gene by Oliver. Bit of a mixed bag here in the 60s.
Yeah, there was a lot of bags.
Oh, there were some bags, let me tell you. Speaking of bags, Gary Puckett and the Union Gap. Big melodic stuff. Backing Ben the Wrecking Crew.
Wow, we really went back in the...
Oh, we did. When you listen to this chart, you're going to see why we did it. At number 16, Teen Idol and sworn enemy of David Cassidy, Bobby Sherman with Little Women. Yes, they were sworn enemy. Coming up next at number 15 is I'd Wait a Million Years by The Grassroots. Probably a little trivia about The Grassroots.
Yeah.
You know the show The Office?
The what?
The Office.
The Office, the show.
Yeah.
I never actually watched it, but yeah, I know what you're talking about.
So Creed Bratton in The Office, who played a character named Creed, is the guitar player from The Grassroots.
Oh, right on.
Yeah. And then they revealed at the end that Creed was wanted by the police. Did you know he was the lead guitarist for The Grassroots? They revealed it in the last episode. But a lot of people.
What was their
already.
Other big hit, the Grassroots? We Love It. It was on one of the.
It's got those big horns.
Will Ferrell movies.
Jeez, Louise. You know, I remember a couple years ago, you go, you know how I love that big horny music and you played it? Oh, God.
Hey, just another shout out to Leah Hall, who is out of school and listening in.
Yeah, very good.
And we played your song, honey. And
sorry.
That's
and
okay.
Premature button pushing. I ain't the pro you are.
Who, me? You're the one pushing the buttons now.
No, I said I ain't the pro you are.
Oh.
I'm prolific. By the way, David Letterman had nothing to do with the band The Letterman, so we're going to move on. Hurt so bad. Number 13, a woman who needs no introduction, but I'll give it anyhow. One of the best pure voices ever, Aretha Franklin, the Queen of Soul, with Share Your Love With Me. At number 12, I'm one of the biggest Red Sox fans you can find. Two guys right here. You know what I hate the most about going to a ball game?
The lines?
No.
The uncomfortable seating,
I can deal with all that. I can't deal with this.
Oh, really? You're all set?
Yeah. Not a fan. I'm done.
Wow, dude, we've been listening to it our whole lives.
Oh, my God. I mean, a 30-year-old man wrote a song about a 9-year-old girl. I think the authorities should be involved. Are you okay there? At number 11, band from Philadelphia by the Philly Soul Scene, The Dells. Oh, what a night. At number 10, probably the Kings of Soul. Don't let it roll a little bit. The Temptations, I Can't Get Next to You. As you can see, it's a very, very, very chart. At number 9, a beautiful woman back in the day, songstress Jackie DeShannon, with her hit, Put a Little Love in Your Heart. Nice little number. At number 8, Three Dog Night. Easy to Be Hard. That's what she said.
Is that quote?
At number 7, one of the greatest songwriters, lyricists ever, Bob Dylan with Lay Lady Lay. And when you listen to this song, you go, Bob, your voice, it's kind of clear. We can understand
almost,
you.
Almost, right.
He stopped smoking when he made this album. So that's a little trivia for you. And the antithesis of Bob Dylan would be Schlock King, a man who gets underwear thrown at him. And I don't mean DJ Paul B, but that does happen. But of course, you know, it's usually at the Evergreen Retirement Home. Tom Jones.
Tom Jones. Fall.
You're Paul, he's Tom. Little Hippie Lovin' with the Youngbloods. which of course has been used in like every movie about the 60s ever. At number four, I think one of the best bands ever of the 60s, in my opinion. Creedence Clearwater, CCR, Creedence Clearwater Revival.
There you go.
With Green River. I'm a huge Fogerty fan. Great guitar player, singer, songwriter. He can do everything. He even drove the guys to the rehearsal. He did everything. And he even cooked them dinner.
Fogerty had the mom taxi license plate. But yeah. It said... band taxi.
He was the Shirley Jones of the band. So a little CCR story. I don't know if you know how they broke up. Was that his brother John Fogerty's brother Tom was in the band, and Tom passed on maybe about around 20 years ago. But the band, the three other members, they revolted against him. They said, "Hey man, we're sick of you writing and singing all them songs." So he goes, "Have at it." He just played guitar. And it was the worst album ever. This Creedence album with Fogerty not singing and writing all the songs. And after that, he's like, all right, we're done. Another legend right here. The great Johnny Cash.
Yeah.
With A Boy Named Sue. By the way, for the folks who say they like country music, do you have this in your collection? Because this is country music. Not that stuff with a bunch of...
I agree.
Yeah, whatever. Bunch of guys with hey, we drink beer, drive pickup trucks, and we're down on our luck. In the auto-tune voices. Number two. Another fake band, the Archies with Sugar Sugar. And at number one, DJ Polly B, take it away.
Why don't you introduce this song?
Oh, man, you threw it back.
The number one song of 1969.
This week is the world's greatest rock and roll band, bar none. A giddy-up approved band.
Absolutely. All right, kids, we're going to let this song play out. Why not? Number one song. You are listening to what, Chris?
You're listening to the Rolling Stones on the Giddy Up on 91.5 WMFO, Medford, Boston.
Be right back, kids. Stands still. Don't we wish, boys and girls?
356. Not this show.
No. Well, it flew today. Today's show really flew. 3:57 in the afternoon, boys and girls, and we are. We hate to do it. We have to say our goodbyes. You are listening to the Giddy Up here, the best show on freeform radio anywhere in the country.
Radio
on radio. Period.
Anywhere in this radio waves.
Anyways, we want to. We're gonna say our goodbyes, but. I'm going to let Christopher go first, and because we're going to get probably cut off, but, well, not cut off, but, I mean, we can just keep going.
Yeah, they'll come in with the hoses and the dogs real soon.
Would you like to say your goodbyes, Christopher?
Yeah. Once again, I want to thank all our friends and all our listeners, and, of course, you know, our dear friend, Tina Marie, could not make it again today, but hopefully we'll get her back soon. We love you.
Yes, of course.
And we'll talk to you soon. And I just
she is almost the straw that stirs the drink.
She's the one who's hosing us down for me and a couple of mental patients over here.
That's right. She keeps us in check.
Yeah, she drives the van. So yeah, I just like to say, as always, go as fast as you can, as far as you can, as long as you all can. Thank
Absolutely.
You.
All right, my brother. And we are going to take a 166-hour break because obviously we need it after those past 2 hours of hard work. And anyways, as I always say, boys and girls, always be a rock and never roll, as it says on our new T-shirts that are going to be coming out around Christmas time. So it'll be a great Christmas gift for mom or dad or anyone that listens to the Giddy Up. That's
your sanitation department employee, you name it.
And also, I want, like I said, like Chris just said, I want to thank everybody for listening in. If it wasn't for you guys, we wouldn't be doing this. We would not be here. And thank you, everyone. And I want to apologize once again to Tom Brady. He's been here 2 weeks in a row because he's on, you know, suspension. So this is the only place he can go. He's in the green room. He's just waiting to get on. But we don't want him spewing his stuff. We don't want to get fined by Goodell on a radio program. Yeah,
we just had all that giddy up influx of cash from Victoria's Secret.
All right, kids. Thank you, boys and girls, once again. And always stay Boston strong. We will see you here back next week. I hope we will hear from you and see you. We won't see you, but you'll see us. Anyways. Have a great weekend, boys and girls, and we will see you next week. Yes? Oh, I thought you wanted to say something, Chris.
Nope.
That's right.
Good.
Okay. Have a great weekend, everybody.
It's Friday!